It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillem, CEO of VACC.
It's a quarter to ten. Jeff Gwillem, good evening.
Good evening, Dennis. How are you?
Good. Good question here. Does my car have a digital fingerprint?
Well, it does, and it's now, to some people this might sound a bit mundane, but it's actually really important. So this is the 17-digit fingerprint that you find on your car in different places. It wasn't born until about 1955, but after 1989, all cars have got this 17-character label. It's global, doesn't matter where your car's made, it comes with one, and it's born in the car plant. What it does, it tells you all about the car. It tells you when it was made, the colour, the type of engine, the type of car, the month, the year. It is a digital fingerprint of your car. There's only one of them. You're not going to find another one anywhere else. And the reason it's important is that if you think your car, if you think there's anything wrong with your car in terms of its record, or if you've got some concerns when you're buying a car, the VIN, the vehicle identification number, that's what it stands for, is the 17-character fingerprint of your car. It's really important.
And it's usually on a plate in a fairly obvious spot under the bonnet, isn't it?
Well, it's in a couple of places. So in most cars now, it's on the passenger side of the windscreen. Now, it's interesting, if you look through the windscreen on your car on the left-hand side, from the outside of the car, you can see this number, the 17-digit letters, capital letters and numbers. That's your VIN. And it looks, some people think it's actually on the back of the windscreen. It's not. It's actually attached to the dashboard. And it's really hard to get out. And if somebody wants to take a dashboard out of a car, by the time you've taken the dashboard out, you've wrecked half the car. So it's there for a reason. But the other place to find it is on the pillar on the passenger side car, or on the driver's side of the car. And you open the door and look at the pillar, which is the piece of metal that goes from the top of the car to the bottom of the car. And there's that 17-digit code, normally with a barcode attached to it. And, you know, somebody said to me last week, I was talking about this at work, and they said, but what about if that sticker isn't on the pillar? It's called the B pillar, by the way. It's the middle pillar in your car. And there's a question came into my mind, and I spoke to some of my body repair guys about it, that in any new car, that should be there. In any car that for the last 10 years, that sticker should be there in the pillar. And if it's not, it could raise some consideration in your own mind around, has the car been repaired? Has the centre pillar been repaired? Can you repair a centre pillar in that type of car based on the technology that's available? Some metals you can't weld, you can't repair those sorts of things. So the VIN on the windscreen, it is under the bonnet, Dennis, and normally by the bonnet catcher on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. But some manufacturers even stamp it in different parts of the car, around the boot area on the chassis. But it is, it's designed to stop people stealing cars. And if they steal them, cars still get stolen. I mean, we still have 55,000 cars stolen a year in Australia. It's one every 10 minutes, okay? 28% of them never come back. We never see them again.
Is it getting harder for car thieves to steal given new technology?
It is, Dennis. It's the VIN is hard to mess around with because it is stuck or stamped and attached to the vehicle, although they can get them off. Number plate cloning is what people do more regularly, and that's a horrible thing where people, you know, copy number plates. They don't even bother taking them off nowadays. They just copy number plates off of other cars. They put them on the second car that they steal. They drive for weeks, sometimes months, traffic fines, speed cameras going off, and the person that's got the car, the real car with the real plates on it, doesn't know it's stolen until the fines start to come through the door. It's a horrific thing. The police have been pretty good on this. It used to be worse in Melbourne, but the police did get a grip on this, particularly as it was linked to fuel theft. But the VIN number, the 17-digit or the 17-character number on your car, and the number plates are really the only two forms of defence. And I think we've made some progress with number plates. I'm still disappointed and surprised that I can go to a market and get number plates made up, apparently, for my trailer. That should be banned entirely, in my view. You should only be able to get them from one place, which in Victoria's Vic Roads. But you know, I urge people, know where your VIN number is, know what it is, and by the way, if it's got an O, an I, or a Q in it, it could be fake. Because when they developed VIN numbers, they didn't want the O or the I or the Q to be misaligned or confused with 0, 1, or 9. So if you've got an O, an I, or a Q in your VIN number, go and get it checked. And there's plenty of places you can get your VIN number checked. Go online, type in VIN check.
All right, so that is great advice. I've got lots of questions for you, but just to interrupt for a second, you may have heard on the news a desperate search is underway at Mount Disappointment for a missing teenager with autism. Police have been told William Callahan is a very energetic boy. He could cover a lot of distance. He's food-focused. It would not be out of the question for William to walk into a house and go to the fridge or cupboard and help himself to food. He might also try to put himself to bed. So we're asking residents nearby in that region, given that he is energetic and could travel some distance, if you're in the vicinity of Mount Disappointment, please check bedrooms, check outhouses, and to please contact 000 immediately if they find or sight young William. So please, if you can help, that would be terrific. What a lovely story it would be to have him found safe and sound on a damn cold night. It's 8 to 10, 3RW. More with Jeff Goodham from the VACC. I've got an email to go over with you, Jeff, after this, but your calls, 96900 693 13 1332. If you want to shoot us a text, 0477 693 693.
Bond Street Dental offers complimentary private consultations for all On4 implants, as well as veneers, crowns and cosmetic dentistry. Book your appointment now. Go to bondstreetdental.com.au. Proud supporter of Knights on 3AW.
It's end of financial year sale time, and with Norton 360, you'll save twice. Firstly, you'll save up to $105 on Norton 360. Secondly, it will save your personal information from getting into the hands of cyber criminals. Norton 360, multiple layers of protection, a secure VPN, PC SafeCam, and more. All backed by a 60-day money-back guarantee, 100% virus protection promise. Offer ends July 8. Terms apply. au.norton.com.
Hi, Julie here with another sleep tip from Bevmark's The Sleep Professionals. Most teens don't get enough sleep. This can impact their learning, concentration and problem-solving skills. It has other impacts as well. Teenagers need between 9 and 10 hours sleep a night. Even an extra 30 minutes can make a big difference. And remember, better sleep, better life. Today's sleep tip brought to you by Bevmark's The Sleep Professionals.
I'm Peter the Possum Man.
He's Peter the Possum Man.
I'll catch all the pests I can.
It makes him a bigger man.
I'm Peter the Possum Man.
Maybe the noise in your roof is not a possum. It could be,
you dirty rotten rat.
Call Peter the Possum Man today and that rat could be gone tomorrow. 9646 4222 for all pests, all suburbs. Call Peter the Possum Man, celebrating 75 years in business. 9646 4222, a division of Adams Pest Control.
Meet Eleanor.
Hey.
She's finally had the time to make some home improvements.
Gotta love remote working.
Starting with her home loan.
It was so out of date.
So she switched to Macquarie Bank, who specialise in rewarding good borrowers who've built up some equity with great home loans. Now she enjoys low fees, great rates and the flexibility to repay faster. Search Macquarie Home Loans or call your broker so you can say,
I bank with Macquarie.
Macquarie Bank, Australian Credit Licence 237502. Lending criteria, fees and T's and C's apply.
Australians of all ages are choosing Light and Easy. Light and Easy can even assist those on aged care home care packages. If you or someone close to you could benefit by having healthy meals delivered, call us on 13 15 12.
Kia offers value you can trust with the end of financial year demo sale. For a limited time, there's fantastic drive-away deals across a wide range of Kia demonstrator stock, like the feature-packed Cerato, family-friendly Sportage, 7-seat Sorento, and much more. All with the balance of Australia's best 7-year warranty. Hurry into your participating Kia dealer for Kia's demo sale. While stocks last, warranty terms at kia.com.au.
Knights for Bond Street Dental. Complimentary consultations available now for all on four dental implants and cosmetic dentistry. Book at bondstreetdental.com.au.
It's 5 to 10. Jeff Quillam is with me, VACC CEO. Jeff, I've got an email which is from Harry. I'm disgusted at what's happening with petrol price gouging. It's been going on for years. There's not one government, either state or federal, to stand up to the petrol companies. The ACCC are useless as far as controlling the gouging, and no other government has the, these are his words, not mine, the balls to control the issue. I'm a 74-year-old retiree, and in my case, the amount of petrol I need is minimal, but I feel for the average people who are out there, need to travel to and from work, mums who need to drop off, pick up kids, etc. Where does the VACC stand on petrol pricing?
Well, there's a couple of things here, Dennis. Look, it's a good point, but I think people forget that over 50 cents in the dollar, I think it's 47 now, is taxed federally by, you know, per litre. So, you know, whilst we sometimes get a bit disappointed with fuel retailers and we have a go at them, you know, the government has got its hand in your back pocket every time you put a litre of car into the car. So I think it's important I make that point as well. Yeah, it's interesting. I had a call on the radio. This was 4 or 5 years ago when petrol prices were, the prices were high, but the profit margins on them were almost zero. I think it was less than a cent a litre for somebody trying to run a garage. And nobody was interested, you know, because petrol prices, they do have a 14-day cycle. Sometimes it goes on longer. And actually what happens is petrol retailers compete with each other downwards. They're all competing, and they hit the bottom where they can't sell petrol any cheaper, then unfortunately it has to go back up. And whilst there are millions of conspiracy theories around this, and the ACCC have had researched into this over time, the position is that almost all of our oil and petrol is bought offshore. We are held captive by those markets, and you know, many of my members are fuel retailers, and I can tell you now, often they're doing it pretty tough and nobody wants to talk about it. Unfortunately, it always looks as though the cycle falls in line with school holidays or public holidays, and it's actually just where the cycle falls, that 14 to 20-day cycle falls. It's got to fall somewhere, but I can tell you now, they're not making $1 million out of fuel, and we've got to remember that we need those fuel retailers around the corner, because if they're not there, you're going to be travelling a long way to get fuel, and that's not a good idea either. We certainly don't. No, nobody would support gouging. However, the government's also, in Victoria, there's plenty of apps you can get on to have a look what the fuel prices are. And if you want to drive 5 or 6 kilometres to get cheaper fuel, then drive to get it.
2 to 10, Jeff Quillam with me from the VACC. What about, we're talking about VIN numbers. I had an email just asking, okay, what if my car is imported? Will it still have a VIN number in the same spot as what Jeff's talking about?
Yes, it will. The only difference would be if it happened to be a left-hand drive car, then it's likely that the number will be on that side of the car. But it's an international, the International Standards Organisation run the standard. All automotive manufacturers are signed up to it, include motorcycles. Every car has got a VIN. It's in at least 2 places, but often it's in 3 places on the vehicle.
I presume also, we've only got about 30 seconds, but if you were in an accident and that B panel, that B, whatever you called it before, B pillar, it might disappear in a rebuild.
Well, if it's a write-off, if it's a write-off for the purposes of, it's a structural write-off, the vehicle can only be used for parts. So there are some rules around that. I mean, we know that some slip through the net, but if it's a structural write-off, that vehicle can't be rebuilt. It can only be used for parts.
Good on you, Jeff. Great to chat from the VACC CEO, Jeff Quillam.